about strengths and the weaknesses that we have in our project. The strengths are, for example, that the passenger demand is continually calculated and for the whole Austrian network, and we have a consistent method. We have the entire journey from origin to destination. The results are available in different time aggregations. We can distinguish between the different train categories. We have a pandemic-proof method, and it is fully automated, as Michael said, nearly real-time or in the next day. We saw that we have high-quality results for medium and high-categorized station, as you can see one on the picture. And that leads me to the weaknesses for low-quality results, especially for stations with less than 200 passengers per day. The results are worse than for high and medium categorized stations. Another weakness is that the quality improvements are dependent on the expansions of the cellular networks, which we cannot make it faster. The difficulty is also in differentiating parallel traffic flows. This affects nearby roads. So when the roads are close to the railway, it's difficult to differentiate. Then it will always be necessary to make our validation counts for the improvement of the algorithm in the future. Next slide, please. So what is the data used for? We have practical applications. One example is this chart that we see here. It's the statistic of passenger numbers throughout the pandemic. It was a very necessary information for the ÖBB management and the CEO. We see the weekly average from Monday to Friday from the start of the pandemic till now. And especially the intercity trains, this is the red line, recovered. It's right now about 20% above the level before the pandemic. The commuter trains and the regional trains are still under 0%. Another practical application was the line Vienna-Salzburg. It normally operates without public funding, and because of the pandemic, it needed a public funding because, as you can see on the chart, the passengers broke down to nearly minus 80%, and our project provided the necessary data for this political discussion and the decision to do that. Then we use the aggregated data already as a basis for internal planning purposes. And we are also starting to do individualized reports that we can supply to other departments within the ÖBB. Also, it's an important input factor for the national Austrian transport model. And we have started another pilot project to supply this digital passenger data to rail operating companies. Yes, you can see we have already a lot of practical applications, and we have finished now with our short overview and presentation. We will gladly answering questions about the presentation or about our work. If there are some.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Excellent. Thank you, Reinhardt. And